So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bye, but I thought Tyler Kennedy was absolutely incrinculant today. Did you?
Yeah, I like it because we just have just casual talk here about anything going on at the rink, and it's fun. I think it's good stuff for people to hear.
All right. Can we get to a 6-pack, please? Maybe a 12-pack if we like?
Limits. We're heading in that direction.
Yeah, I think so. Ron's already 11 deep in Fort Myers. Why not us? Here we go, Bob. I'm going to open with this because I'm afraid I'm going to lose it again on my email because of my computer situation, and also because I teased to it yesterday and then never fulfilled the tease. Jimmy Shapiro with odds here. BetOnline.ag. Pirates win total. Compared to last year, the over-under on their wins this year just about floored me. What would you guys guess it is?
It's been like mid-70s, right? 76, 79. I would say 81.
Limits?
I'm going to say 79.
Last year, it was 75.5. This year on betonline.ag, it's 74.5.
It went backwards?
It went backwards, Limits.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What?
How is
74.5?
Yes.
I don't understand how that makes any sense. Unless they thought that the Cubs, the Brewers, and the Reds have taken such significant steps up, but I don't think that's the case. The Cubs made a good trade for Edward Cabrera.
Good trade. Yeah, I like Cabrera.
Yeah.
But the Reds have brought in some people, too, and they may end up with Suarez back there. Even though they brought in Brian Hayes, they may convince him to be a DH. I just saw Dan Zangrilli. He's not a big fan of Suarez, but I am. Anybody hits 49 home runs, I'll take. I don't care what you're batting.
What, did Zangrilli tweet something?
No, I just saw him in the hallway.
Oh, you know, okay.
He thinks there's another option or two out there. I'm not sure.
No, what. How about the guy that hits 40-plus home runs? I don't care about his defense.
Well, I'd put bring that DH. Guy in. If you like Trio, then we got O'Hearn, who's going to be their DH most likely. But
I mean, let's not act like – I think the Pirates will be better. But Vegas does these things for a reason.
No, I know. But I didn't. Did you? Sites. You said you were shocked. I went too. I was
surprised. It was me too that it's at 74.5. But
we'll
maybe
make the bet.
Maybe they're just not convinced they're very good. I mean, clearly, right? There's only 6 teams with a lower over under than the Pirates.
Who has the lowest? Oakland,
Colorado, by far at 54.5. Wow. Then the White
54.5.
Yeah. Then the White Sox, Nationals, Twins, Sheltie. Angels and Cardinals, and then it's the Pirates, A's, Marlins, Rays.
Wow.
Pirates, A's, Marlins, Rays.
That rhymes. Pirates, A's, Marlins, Rays. Pirates, Rays, Marlins, Rays.
What would you put it at right now, Bob?
I thought 81 is fair.
It's
still under 500, but it's an improvement, and I got to believe that these guys are bringing in.
Let me re-ask the question. What do you guys need to see win total-wise to make this a successful season? I better see 88 in the playoffs.
I was going to say 80.
Whatever playoffs
yeah. is.
85, I think, can get you in the playoffs. 83 got the Reds in the playoffs last year.
Right. Just a chance to have that.
They're probably thinking that one injury or two will completely detonate this lineup again, and that maybe people have overrated the pitching around Skeens. I'm thinking that's what they're thinking.
Maybe so. But I would not over. In fact, I think the pitching is very good, the starters. They haven't done anything with Keller yet, so maybe that's the next thing to happen. And
maybe they're projecting a Keller trade, yeah.
If Keller's still here, I think that pitching staff's better because now he's your, what is he, fourth in line or whatever he is.
What's your rotation, Bob? Tell me your rotation.
When is Jarrett Jones coming back? Do we know that? Because that's what I
around June-ish.
I mean, right. He doesn't even factor
so
in for
Skeens,
me.
So it's Skeens, Bubba Chandler, a good 1-2 punch, right?
I hopefully. All right. We know Skeens. Hopefully
well, I think Chandler.
Chandler was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to bet
maybe Vegas doesn't believe in the rest of the rotation, but keep going. Keller?
Keller would be three at this point. Now, after that, they have some guys also in their system. I honestly thought that Burrows was going to be a part of this. They made the trade to do what they had to do. That's fine.
Ashcraft will be their four.
Ashcraft.
He pitched very well last
year. He
did,
but they used him in the bullpen, too.
Yeah, he'll be a starter.
Yeah, I like Ashcraft. He's through his injuries now. And then at fifth, I mean, they traded Oviedo. Who else do they have left?
Hunter Barco. Thomas Arrington. Somebody who they could bring in Jose Quintana for $5 million.
I think it starts to make a little more sense the 74.5 when they shore up their hitting, but maybe Vegas thinks they've left their pitching short.
Do you believe that? I mean,
you just said Chandler, Keller, Barco, and who?
Braxton Ashcraft.
I don't know what to believe.
It's a lot of
am I convinced that'll be a great rotation?
There's no guarantees, but you saw Chandler enough to think that he could be a very good starter.
He's wildly talented, but I have no idea. What'll happen in
when
his
Jared
first
Jones
season.
Gets back? If it works that way, and they still have Keller, you have four guys who I think are pretty good.
I hope, Bob. I hope. Wouldn't it be just like the Pirates to hit like the 27 Yankees, and then the pitching falls apart?
That could happen.
Right.
That could happen.
Next limits, please. Mike McDaniel, done in Miami. The last I knew, he was going to be part of their GM search. Whoops. I guess that's not happening. Now there's a coaching search. He's gone.
I think Stephen Ross down there decided, hey, Harbaugh's on the market. We may have somebody we want here.
Yeah.
You know, do you blame them if that's the case?
Not at all.
No, I don't either. So
I think the Harbaugh thing's becoming a little bit.
But if you're Harbaugh or any coach, don't you want to have a person who you think can be a franchise quarterback already in place? And the question would
ideally,
be, do you think Tua is that guy?
Nobody does. There's not one human being on earth who thinks that Tua is
funny
that guy.
Funny how it's gone from tank to tank for Tua to this tank because of Tua. You know, I mean, they're just – well, what teams – I still think Jackson Dart, your man in New York, is a good reason to go to New York.
So do I.
There are other problems there, of course.
Well, if you were Harbaugh, he seems to have his pick. So let's go. Miami, Vegas, Cleveland, Atlanta, Arizona. I was going to say the Ravens. I don't think he's going back there. What would be your pick, Bob? Where do you think Harbaugh should, if you could pick a place, one of those places
New
to
York
go,
Giants,
where would you go?
Because of the quarterback and because they have some good draft capital coming up. And if he wants to make an impact in a big market, regardless of the market, but if that's his interest, then that's the place to go. I believe in Jackson Dart. You've convinced me. He had a pretty good first year. Now the question with him is injuries. How many injuries and concussions can he sustain here before everything changes?
I think I might go to Vegas with the number one pick and a fresh start.
So you want Fernando? That could
maybe.
Be it.
Mendoza. Yeah, maybe.
Whoever gets that job is going to have that. Potential.
Now it's the Raiders, so you're walking into an enormous amount of dysfunction, but you are in a lot of these places. Limits, where would you go if you were Harbaugh?
Yeah, it's probably between Vegas and being able to pick Mendoza and the Giants because of Dart. Because of all the openings, Dart he's not a proven quarterback, and he's in the blue tent very frequently. But I would probably go there because I like some of the pieces they built. Neighbors, Scadaboo, Abdul Carter. Like, the Giants have pieces.
What happened to Abdul Carter, though? He was not very good.
They misused him, but he came on big at the end and still had a ton of pressures.
Like, do you want to go to the Dolphins with that Tua situation and not know who your quarterback is?
That's why I wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't. But the quarterback situations, well, they can go on forever or they can change overnight. We know that with the Sam Darnolds and Jared Goffs and everybody else out there. Things can change quickly. If you were just a coaching candidate, not Harbaugh, the ideal spot is Baltimore, right?
Yes, undoubtedly.
Bob?
Yes. I think if you're a guy like Stefanski, I think that'd be a good hire for them. He knows a lot about the division. I think he's been underappreciated in many aspects. He can go there and I think have a big
impact. Beaten the Steelers a lot in Cleveland anyway.
I think that counts for something.
I heard Florio on with the PM guys yesterday. He's not convinced that Lamar's going to be back. Does that sound crazy to you?
Yes, because I thought it was going to be a choice between Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson based on some of the reporting that had come out of Baltimore. But would that surprise me? Yes. I mean, why would you do that at this point?
Well, then a place like, remember,
what his contract status? I'd like to know what that is.
He's right got now. He needs a new contract because they need to even, spread out the huge cap hit next year. So he's going to get a new contract or a reworked contract, certainly. Atlanta would intrigue, if he were ever to go to market and wind up in a place like Atlanta, then they suddenly become very intriguing, right?
Yeah, I wonder about their quarterback situation. Michael Penix is...
Well, so do I. That's why if Lamar ever went to Atlanta, then they would become very intriguing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a coach. You're talking about Lamar.
Yeah.
I mean, Lamar Jackson in that dome, fast...
Oh, my God. I mean,
he could do some good things if he still is able or willing to run the way he has in the past.
I have a thought on Lamar.
Yes, please.
I think that he is going to age poorly and that the best we've seen of Lamar Jackson is behind him.
I agree with that.
You know, like he's not going to be playing.
You can't replicate youth, you know, the way he put it all together. That's the missed opportunity in Baltimore, right? That they had that and they couldn't cash in on it.
But I mean, think about Lamar. Like quarterbacks that play his style of football don't age well. That utilize your legs mainly as your primary weapon. He's not a pocket quarterback. He's gotten better in the pocket. But he's basically a scrambling guy that's not going to be able to crush you with his arm. You know? I mean,
I saw a fourth quarter
where he made some... And yes, he's maybe not the classic pocket quarterback, Austin, but what he is he can do it.
Right, but do you think Lamar of 2-3 years from now is getting out of that Highsmith and Keanu Benton missed sack? I don't.
No, like, but Aaron Rodgers get out of that? No credit as a passing quarterback.
No, I said he's gotten better as a passer.
Yeah.
I just don't think that he's the level of passer that Mahomes, Burrow, Josh Allen, one of those guys are.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Michael Vick at age 30 was, I think, an MVP candidate. Comeback player of the year. So I'm not sure I buy that you know, guys known more for their running than throwing necessarily age that poorly. I don't know.
Cam Newton didn't age well. Marcus Mariota didn't age well.
Marcus Mariota didn't start well.
No, but Cam
Marcus
Newton did
Mariota?
Not.
You're talking Marcus Mariota here in the same breath as Lamar Jackson.
Okay, then let's go with Cam Newton.
Okay, Cam Newton took an unbelievable beating. You're right about that.
I mean, Lamar's been very injured the last couple of years.
He has.
Missed parts of this season. They had Snoop Huntley a couple of years ago that finished up the year and they didn't make the playoffs on that huge losing streak. So he's become pretty injury prone of late.
Yeah, Cam Newton, you're right about. He just got smashed up after that MVP season.
He reminds me of David Carr, Derek's brother, when he first came into the league in Houston. He got like sacked 5 times a game minimum. I mean, it just took a toll.
Kyler Murray might be done. I mean, would he be a starter ever again?
Kyler Murray, he may get one more shot. Maybe one more shot, Bob. All right, Bob, the fallout from the Post-Gazette. And how does this, and for those who may not know yet, they've announced that they're closing their doors on May 3rd. Now, that seems like an oddity that they would wait that long if they want to just shut the doors, right? Are they trying to reel in the money for the draft right before that will come in?
I thought that.
Do you have to give the union a certain amount of notice? Are they looking for a buyer? Is this still a negotiating ploy? It seems odd that you would wait 4 months.
I also think it's tough to sell, the way this business has gone, sell that to someone. And if you do, you're going to probably lose money in the transaction, but you would make money in a sale. Not as much as you would want probably, but it's a tough business. It is. And it doesn't stop at newspapers. I mean, it goes throughout. The advertising dollar has been split apart so many times, it's hard to gain it. You don't know where it's going to be. I honestly thought, too, all of these sites, by offering free content, you kind of shot yourself in the foot there, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
If you would have come out right from the beginning of this whole, when it started, and just say, look, it's... Because so many people, back in the day, people would spend money on a newspaper.
Yeah.
Right? They would. It's the same concept. If you condition people to think that. And it's not that expensive comparatively if you want to get that sort of information.
Yeah, I still think if your content is good enough, people are going to pay for it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Even though,
but if you allow it, if you allow it to be free for so long, then they kind of, oh well, well, you're charging me now.
Right. There's no doubt
that clicks inside of people saying, I'm not paying for that because I haven't paid for it.
No doubt. When the internet first came, it was a mistake by newspapers to do that. But people still pay for stuff. Now they pay for The Athletic, right? If the sports content is good enough and sports is what has always driven newspapers, people will pay. What do you think the effect will be of this and other newspapers shutting down on what fans get as far as coverage of their team, Bob? Because for me, whether it's politics, whether it's sports, whatever it might be, the last thing I want as a normal person, an average person, is City Hall covering City Hall. Because you're not going to get the truth. You're going to get the spin all the time.
True of sports teams now. They have
all
their
the
own
time. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Path, that's so. What I'm saying. No, is that I it's going to be watered down coverage, more controlled by the teams.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
And I also think AI is the product of newspapers, people who are credible. They get a lot of the information on AI that you will see when you ask one of these AI places information. They get it from those kind of credible reports, right? If you're going to ask AI to deliver some statistics on something, most likely it's coming from a credible source. It's not going to be somebody who's just on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that affects what you may get.
It'll affect us too. I mean, we have Post-Gazette experts, reporters all over the place who come on the air, right?
Yeah, no question about it. And if you're not over there covering it, you know, you rely, that's what I'm saying, you rely on the information generated from those people who are over there covering it. That's where all this comes from.
It's so just it's sad that way. It's been a dying industry for just such a long time. You know, I was
surprised
shocked.
It lasts this long.
Shocked. I went over to the AMSA. I was talking to Colin Dunlap yesterday. He asked me about my feelings about the Post Gazette shutting down. Potentially, I would still use that word. And I told him that I'm more shocked every 2 weeks that a newspaper still exists and that I still get paid from one than I am about it shutting down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was still jarring because you never expect it, right? You never expect it. And you don't know when it's coming, but you knew it was coming. And the fact that it was still alive in a dying industry was amazing to me. I mean, it was amazing. I said, I can't believe that this newspaper, that any newspaper still exists. My God, there are still print editions out there, Bob.
Yeah, that's too much money. And I'm sure over the years they've cut back on a lot of that. But still, the content is the content. And I still think that because the advertising...
The content is great.
But you could still do it online. That's what all these sites are doing. So I'm surprised.
But it's harder to make money
online.
That's
my point. The ad money, because it comes from all these different Google ads and all these ads that show up on the... I don't know how you capitalize on that or how much you charge for that, right?
Well, yeah. The Google ads, you don't make a lot of money from that based on people I've talked to that run websites.
But they're on there very annoyingly, you know, all the time, popping up, all these pop-up things. I don't think most people spend 1 second on it. They'll get rid of it as soon as they see it.
Right.
So, you know, it is. It's a tough, tough thing to do with all these different sites now. Money is being divvied up. The piece of the pie has gotten smaller.
It's a loss, you know, not just a personal loss. I just think it's a loss.
Because you want...
For everybody who wants... Let's just talk sports fans, our listeners, who want, you know, good, I think fair... hardcore content on your sports teams that's not necessarily coming from the teams themselves, you know? And it's not that the team websites do bad work. There's lots of great stuff out there.
They do very good stuff.
But it's obviously, you know, you're not going to
fuel any
have a question like, is Tomlin going to get fired if they lose this game or that game?
No controversial issues.
None.
I also think that applies to, you mentioned politics or anything else. If there's stuff going on in your community, you need to get some reliable people who have a history of doing this to present the facts, even opinions, whatever it may be. If you're just going to go by what anyone on social media says, you have no idea if it's good, bad, indifferent. You have none. So that's a tough thing to lose.
Limits, your thoughts on this matter?
Yeah, I think it's sad. And especially from a news perspective, too, like you mentioned, Joe, City Hall covering City Hall. I'm worried about stuff like that. Something that Noah Heil said on the AM side was the first day he walked into the Post-Gazette, he saw the Nobel Peace Prize that the Post-Gazette won for covering the Tree of Life shooting.
Right. And like, that's what we're talking about.
Huge.
And if you don't think there's going to be another incident like that along the way, then you're crazy, I think, because it always, there's something out there that happens that you least suspect. And somebody needs to cover it and give you information, tell you even where to go, where not. Now, television still can do that. And thankfully, that's still going. But, you know, all these businesses are hit by the way things have gone here in terms of the advertising revenue, because it's still about advertising revenue. You have to have money coming in.
Yeah, it's sad. It's concerning about where the future of our journalism is going.
It is.
The Post Gazette is an institution
for over 240 years.
Yeah,
you seem to think there still could be a possibility of a sale.
I mean, I have no idea. Some people who are smarter than me were wondering yesterday why the lag time.
Yeah.
Why 4 months? If you want to shut your doors, shut your doors. So I just mentioned, you know, all the things that I've been talking about with people, do they want to just recoup money from, because the draft is right before that. One last bang, one last revenue shot. How much of this has to do with the strike and the Post-Gazette losing some judgments, some rulings there? Did they just say, okay, then we'll just take our ball and go home? How much of it has to do with maybe them still using this as a negotiating ploy? How much of it might be for a sale?
Yeah, I don't know.
I have zero idea. These are just ideas, because it is odd that you would announce you're shutting your doors and then to leave 4 months between now and then. A lot can happen in 4 months.
That would be interesting. You saw The Athletic was purchased by the New York Times a while ago.
Yeah.
Although they still have laid off some people too. So I don't know. It's a tough business.
It's sad. It's just not the way it used to be. But that's
nothing.
That's with a lot of things. You know, it used to be you pick up the newspaper and you saw
life was simpler back then.
High quality writing and fun and opinion and hard-hitting stuff. I mean, you could, we talked about this yesterday. Yeah. You could pick up the Post-Gazette and the Press on a given day. And, you know, a half hour later, you've read Gene Collier and Bob Smizek and Bruce Kyden and Ron Cook and Ed Bouchette and Phil all music. Kinds of things. Yeah. It's just not that way anymore. And that's life.
Well, the Trib is still functioning, and I hope they continue to do so, because that's, you still need that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and functioning quite well, I might add. All right, Bob. Let's get to a little college football next, because we have some big games, don't we, Limits? And you're going to take us through a Limitless Express.
Let's
do
it.
A little college, a little pro. And then at the top of the hour, Mike Florio dropped a little Mike Tomlin nugget yesterday that certainly perked my ears, Bob.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
tease.
That. And then Tomlin himself went on Rich Eisen, talked about the Harbaugh firing, talked about DK Metcalf. We have treats galore.
Even the chest pounding, and he explained where that came from.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Bob, you have a message for the Pompulous.
I do, and it's a new year, Joe, so we're talking new rewards on DraftKings Casino. You can start the year with boosted rewards. For a limited time, all players get a free chance at 50,000 in credits every day with daily rewards rocket on DraftKings Casino. Now, there are some interesting things out there. We just talked about the Pirate win total. You could bet on a lot of things that you think may or may not happen. How about Oregon? I never saw an Oregon Duck team that's 10.5-point underdogs to anyone. Here they are on a line with Indiana. So all these things are available to you. In fact, that game tonight should be interesting, too, with Miami repping the ACC. You can check it out with Ole Miss and make a bet or two. And all you have to do is download the app now and sign up with code THEFAN and then launch three rockets for a chance at 50,000 in credits. Come back to launch rockets daily for more rewards. The crown is yours at DraftKings in partnership with DraftKings Casino. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 or older, physically present in Pennsylvania only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Three launches per day for rewards. Launches expire every day at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. Non-withdrawable rewards and amounts vary per launch and are subject to game and expiration limits. Terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. This is a limited-time offer.
Did you hear that, Limits? You starred in Bob's ad twice.
Yeah, Limits is in there, Bob.
This is incredible, we have Limits. Bob.
That's right. You're everywhere. And there's a group called City of Limits. They sang the national anthem somewhere.
Yeah, there's a Where Z involved that? In their name.
I think you should change yours to a Z.
You absolutely should.
You know what's Limits. Funny? You know what's funny about that? Is I tweeted out because somebody tweeted at me and said, City Limits, great job performing the national anthem for a second time this year. And I grabbed a screen grab of when they sang in Jacksonville in the band City Limits like the Post.
You got to get them on. Seriously, we have to get them on. Bob, just to get on my soapbox one more time about the Post-Gazette and the demise of, well, everything. Nobody can really write anymore. It's a very attention spans,
terrible.
And nobody can really read that well anymore.
Or they don't want to.
So what we're left with is, well, everything that's out there, social media. I do think there's always a place and always will be for a well-written story. But man, that space isn't as wide as it used to be because you have fewer people capable of writing them. And way fewer people patient enough to read them and comprehend it.
And that's a product of having, you know, younger generation now growing up on this social media stuff. All they want are quick hit. They don't, you know, look at the attention time. They actually track this on your sites. You can see how long people, when they click on something, how long they last. Even if it's compelling, many people don't go deep. They'll read the first paragraph and then bail out. You know, and sometimes you got to go and just open up your mind for the entire whatever it may be. So that's a problem with younger people. I hope that changes.
It's not going to change, Bob. It's only getting worse. Let's talk about JP Roofing and Siding, shall we? This is getting better. This guy, so's his mustache. I mean, he's on every billboard. You see him on TV. He's a national treasure.
You should get JP to talk to Austin. Maybe there's some tips about
the mustaching. Oh, yeah. You should. You should have a mustache consultation with JP.
He might just tell me to get rid of it altogether.
Might not be bad advice.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
How about Limits coming into the hallway to reprimand you and I, Bob? And he shortchanges us. He comes back soon. It's like a quick count in football. We come to the line of scrimmage, and Limits gives us a quick count and then comes in the hallway and blames us for coming back to the show late.
The amount of delay of game penalties that I've given you guys is appalling.
Well,
Joe can't be found
music.
Sometimes.
There's a lot of people to talk to around here, Limits, especially when Bob's involved.
Yes, but Joe, as the star of the show, you need to be here whenever the music is called upon to return.
I am not the...
He is.
I'm in a room with him. Think I'm the star of the show?
This
I'm in a room with Bob Pompeiani.
This is the Joe Starkey show. It always has been.
Bob, that was interesting. I won't say who we were talking to, but everybody's got ideas about this Post-Gazette alleged shutdown coming, and he thought maybe they just want to shut it down and then rise from the ashes again with no union, no nothing, and just do it the way they want to do it. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
I think that's a possibility.
But I don't think anything's possible at this point. You know?
Yeah.
Anything's possible right now.
But it is interesting that basically they've given a 4-month...
That's the curious part.
Yeah, because normally if you shut down, you're saying, okay, in 3 weeks...
Now, do you have to notify the union? Maybe our friend Anthony could help us here. Do you have to give a union a certain amount of notice when you're going to shut down like that? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Limits, do you know? You should. You're the beat writer.
I don't know.
Can you give us the Limitless Express then, please?
I can definitely do that for you.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. That's in Crinkyland.
That was a big moment in show history right there. Limits.
Huge moment. Huge moment.
All right. We got some football tonight, don't we? And my new favorite team is playing football tonight, aren't they? I didn't see Ole Miss really all year, I'll be honest. Bits and pieces of them. Mm-hmm. And man, that game the other night, Bob, against Georgia, fell in love with the quarterback. Something about the uniforms, something about hating Lane Kiffin. I was all in. And now I'm behind them 100%. I'm ordering, I may order Ole Miss t-shirts and hats and things like that. Limits. This quarterback is phenomenal.
They do have cool colors, and Trinidad Chambliss is playing well. He's already announced he's returning for a sixth season, because even though he's not been granted one.
He's kind of undersized. I don't know how NFL teams would look at him, but to come back for that program at the money they're paying these days, the guy for Texas Tech who left Cincinnati just got $5 million.
Does his case to come back for the sixth year seem a little bit questionable, Limits, or no?
No, because I think that it has to do with the fact that it's like a medical transfer issue as well. In terms of the eligibility, and they think that it's going to be approved. I would imagine that if he didn't think so, he wouldn't have announced a statement already saying, I'm coming back, and Ole Miss react the way that they did. But we'll see.
I don't know. He has 91 pages here when he petitioned the NCAA, saying when he was at his last school, I guess, Ferris State, his sophomore year is what he's looking to redo, that he was battling a respiratory issue, and he hired this lawyer, Tom Mars, to sort of work his case here. Something seems a little odd. I don't know, Bob.
I don't know either. He'll probably get it, and he's going to get what he wants, and he's a good player. He's really I find it interesting that Ole Miss has two college football playoff wins, and Lane Kiffin has none so far.
Yeah, I like that, don't you? Are you rooting for him?
No. I like Miami. I want to see the ACC represent, and I want to see a team that many people thought shouldn't be there go through it all and win.
The ACC, who cares about conferences anymore? None of them make any sense. I feel no loyalty or rooting interest from the ACC's perspective. I forgot who's even in the conference anymore.
Okay. I still think I'd like to see that happen. Ole Miss is one of those choices that you want because they're kind of the Cinderella team. I don't think anyone is going to beat Indiana, though. I think they're that good.
I think they're pretty good, yeah.
And again, the fact that Oregon is a 10.5-point underdog surprises me. Just because it's Oregon, you don't see that kind of point spread. But that's more of an indication.
You know what I'd like to see, honestly,
how good Indiana is.
Who I think the second best team in the nation is, to be perfectly honest with you, Bob, is Notre Dame. And I'd love to see a Notre Dame IU final.
Yeah. It's too bad.
That would be something. It really is too bad.
How about this note, just real
quick? It's not. Join a conference, Notre Dame. I feel no sympathy and sorrow for Notre Dame.
I didn't say I felt sympathy and sorrow for Notre Dame.
Their team
I feel
is
sympathy
good.
And sympathy and sorrow for me that I don't get to see the two best teams, and I think they're one of them.
I don't.
How about this Tom Moore? Former Steeler assistant way back to the Chuck Knoll era, after 62 years of coaching, has decided to retire at age 87.
Moore. He is a legend.
He really is. He's...
He might be the only person in sports older than Ron at this point.
But Tom was one of those guys very much, I mean, football is his life,
yeah.
And that's how he's done it. But at 87, that's a long time to be
around. Think about that. Let's think about this for a second. If Tom Moore got into coaching when he was 30, Bob, that was 57 years ago.
Right.
What year was that?
That's the age difference between Belichick and his girlfriend.
Tom Moore was a graduate assistant at Iowa in 1961. Think about that.
Yeah, I know.
Think about what that guy has seen. He was the Steelers receivers coach from 77 to 82. He coached Swan and Stallworth.
That's what I mean. And he was still active down there in Miami.
This is incredible.
Coaching guys
Bob.
Like Evans and just his impact as a senior assistant. But so be it. People still wanted to tap into his mind, his football mind.
Oh, exactly. Think of all the people that he's worked with. I mean, I'm just reading about it now. It doesn't make for great live radio, I admit that, but I'm fascinated by it.
I remember talking to him we've done some preseason games where the Steelers and Tampa have played, and just saying hello to him and going back all the way to the days of Chuck Knoll. It's kind of amazing, too, because you don't have anyone who's actually been in that cycle of coaches back then in the 70s, but he is and was, and he still reminisces about it.
He helped develop Terry Bradshaw, Carson Palmer, Tom Brady, Baker Mayfield, Peyton Manning. Not a bad resume, is it, Bob?
No, not a bad resume.
What's your favorite of the Ron clips that we use, Bob? Limits, who are you on the phone with?
I'm currently in a heated argument with a man named Randy that is accusing me of being a Notre Dame hater.
Hang up on him or tell him to hold, and then give us the Ron clips and we can give you our favorites.
How many are there?
There's like six. Let's play one, Bob, and then say if it's zero, which you don't care for it, one, which is pretty good, two, which is great. You love it. Ready?
Two
zero, one, or two.
Okay.
Yeah. That's an all-timer.
Two.
Two?
It's a healthy a healthy laugh.
That's the disembodied Ron head laughing, and that's a two. That's phenomenal. And that's my favorite. That's a 2.5.
No, that's a one.
Really?
Yeah. I like the laugh because it's a genuine laugh.
Are you still feeling the sting of Ron not talking to you for months at a time? Or does that remind you of that? Play that again, Limits.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I never, whatever happened. I don't take it beyond that.
It was odd, I'll tell you that. We would walk in here in the morning, and he wouldn't even say hello to you for those 3 months.
And I never really understood why.
It was very awkward. We all knew why. He thought that you should have used your power to put him back on the nightly sports call or not have him taken off.
But I don't have
angry.
That power.
Well, he thought you did. And that's what led to this. And then I would walk in at, 9:55 for the 10 o'clock show. Then you would walk in at 9:58 and it would be colder than last week. I mean, it would be really
colder
really,
than the ice bowl.
Yeah. It wouldn't be good.
For the sake of the show, though, it went well. I mean, I don't think.
No, it hurt the show, actually.
You think so?
Yeah, there was less. The conviviality, if that's a word, was fake because he wasn't talking to you. I'm glad Limits wasn't here for that, Bob. I think it would
have
traumatized
him.
With what? Ron not talking to me? Yeah, everybody has for at least a couple months.
Ron didn't know my name for a while. I think until the last day that he worked here.
The last day.
All right, what other entries do you have?
The only time he ever said your name was when he said goodbye.
He'd always say, okay, now, good to see you in the hallway. I'd be like, hey, Ron. It'd be like my third or fourth day working here. Hey, Ron, here's the read. Okay, now. Can you give me this for the show? Or can you call this man for me, please?
Bob, I'm thankful that Limits wasn't here for that. I think he'd be in therapy right now. It would have been like parents fighting all the time. It would have been an unhealthy household. And I don't know if we would have survived little Limits.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have known how to take it.
Right.
Probably.
No, I don't think I would have. How about this moment from Ron's final show?
How are you feeling right now?
Like I felt since I bought my place in May. Excited as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot to look forward to, but apprehensive too. I don't know what's out there. I've never done this before, and I know what I'm leaving behind. A lot.
That's actually a great one.
And he was very emotional that last day. I mean, we saw him at Domenico's that night.
Right.
And it's tough. It's a tough decision to make, regardless of how many years you've spent at something. It's tough. You have to come to grips with the fact that it's going to end.
I was just telling somebody the other day, and I'll always say this, you could have knocked me over with a feather. When Ron texted me and said, meet me at, I think it was Shooters. Meet me at Shooters for a drink. We worked together for all those years. We never socialized. So I'm like, what? Okay. I went there and he told me that night. He said, his exact quote was, I'm following Folsey out the door. Remember Folsey?
Yeah.
Bob, do we have any Folsey clips limits we could play for people?
I don't think so.
How about the wheel of ball? He always liked that thing.
Yeah, the wheel. We should have Folsey on for an occasional wheel of ball, Bob. Would you be open to that?
Yeah, probably.
Limits, would you like that?
I'd be very open to
that. That'd be wonderful.
We did that once before we had him. Come on.
So Folsey was on his way out then. And then Ron said, I'm following Folsey out the door. Bob, if there was anybody who I thought we'd have to rip the jersey off in this business, it would have been Ron. But credit to him. He went off to live his life.
But he was very meticulous in his planning of it. He started that well in advance, which I think you have to do.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have everything ready to go so that when you do leave, you just jump into the new life that you're going to live.
And at heart, a very good man. Would you agree with that?
He's very loyal to his mother all those years. His mom used to make cookies and bring him in here. His daughter, just absolutely
knows everybody's birthday. Gives me a text when it's anyone in my family's birthday, not just mine. Sends me a text.
I think a very caring individual. Absolutely.
I agree. All right, Limits. Where were we?
Eric, I thought about who you reminded me of in the TV business.
Who's that?
Ron Jeremy. you have everything to offer that he does.
I don't have any.
Ron, I got to be honest with you. Of all the things you've said on this show, that might have been the most shocking, surprising.
Why? He reminds me of Ron Jeremy.
I'm aghast right now.
You should be taking that as a compliment.
Yeah.
I've stunned silence here.
Yeah.
Nobody else watches Anchorman? I did happen to see. I haven't seen many movies in my life in the last 20 years, but I did see
I
that.
I know what he watched that
saw
night.
Anchorman 2.
I can't believe you said that. I'm blown away right now.
You remind me of Ron Jeremy, and I mean it in the best of senses.
Thank you, Ron.
Maybe the all-time incredible moment.
That's a 2+.
Yeah, that's a 2+.
I mean, I know when that happens because it happens to all of us. You think you're saying one name and it comes out the other, but that name,
yeah.
Double down and triple down on it.
Perhaps the greatest moment in fan history.
I think
it might have been. Is that it, Limits? I mean, for the Ron quotes and the Limitless Express? Or?
That's it for the Ron quotes.
Yeah.
I think it truly was.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Cloudy with a high of Mike Webster, 52, a low of 34. Andy Russell. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Up next, Mike Tomlin with a fascinating appearance on the Rich Eisen Show, talking about his future, talking about this rumors of him wanting to be in TV, talking about DK Metcalf and John Harbaugh. We're going to play some clips and analyze for a little bit, Bob. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think there's a lot to talk about. It's a big game coming up on Monday night, and the Steelers are underdogs at home, which I think they like that role, actually.
So do I, and they seem to play better in that role. Let's talk about it. Coming up next on Pomp and Joe.
Joe, I would like to apologize to the man I was talking to on the phone and yelling at about Notre Dame. But no, they did not deserve to be in. But I would like to say sorry.
Did you say anything? Did you swear at him or anything?
Well, I said that Notre Dame had a bleep schedule.
Yeah.
But I didn't swear at him. I didn't swear at him.
Okay. Bob, I think we're safe, don't you?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
he said, this is the funniest thing. He said, did you date a girl that went to Notre Dame or something? Why do you hate them? And I said, no, one of my best friends went there. I've gone to a game there. I love the grotto up at Notre Dame. Oh, my gosh. It's one of the most peaceful places.
I love
it, too. It's a beautiful place.
But surely this guy knows that Notre Dame is love or hate, that tons of people hate them. Right, Bob?
Yeah, because of their stance that they don't want to get involved in conference. And it's been very beneficial for them.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? They played a bad schedule.
They played a bad schedule that they create themselves.
They played four ranked teams. They played number 10 Miami at the time,
and
16
lost.
Texas A&M.
And Who else?
Yeah. Okay, that's different from the schedule they played. Who else opened the season with two teams in the top 16?
Well, that's what I was telling them.
And they responded by winning everything else.
Yeah, and then they beat number 20 USC, and Pitt was even 22 when they played them.
And they pounded them.
Why is their schedule so bad?
Now they won't even play USC, which I think is fascinating.
You're moving the goalpost limits.
No, I'm just
Why is their schedule so bad, in your opinion?
Why is it bad?
It's much better than Pitt and Penn State's.
It's better than Pitt's.
Non-conference.
They go out playing Ohio State and playing Indiana and...
I'm saying, if you play Texas A&M, who else they played and lost to?
Miami to open the season.
Miami was ranked very highly at the time. I think that's apples and oranges, actually. The schedules are the schedule. I don't think they've ever made it easy on themselves. They could have. I don't think they have.
Scheduling USC. That's their own choice. That's making it
they
easier
They did schedule
on themselves.
USC this year.
Not next year. They decided not to
renew
the...
I thought you were talking about this year's schedule.
I am talking about this year's schedule.
Well, they had USC, number 20 in the country when they played
them. But, I mean, NC State, Boston College... Boise State?
Penn State opened with Nevada, Florida International, and Villanova.
Yeah, and I think that the way that they schedule some of those things is ridiculous. They should not be playing three FCS schools. You should at least be playing one Power Four school.
They're choosing. So, hey, listen, I just think Notre Dame, if they had gotten in, may have had a statement to make. I really do. But, you know, this is what happens when the ACC doesn't send, you know, ACC had it all backwards and it cost them. To have the team that won their conference and leave out Miami. Miami should have had it.
Well, 1-2 against ranked teams.
Strength of schedule. Indiana's had the hardest in the nation.
And they're just blowing everybody away. And by the way,
Notre Dame got
a new contract, apparently.
Yeah, the playoff win.
With a playoff win, it goes up to $12.5 million a year.
Holy horse oil. Would you take a chance on him if he was as an NFL team?
As an NFL?
Absolutely,
sure,
I would.
I would.
Notre Dame has the 14th highest schedule rating, according to the
metric I'm looking at limits. I mean, it's not that bad. They're basically tied with Penn State and USC.
Well, the point is they did not deserve to be in the playoffs because they lost those two very difficult games.
No, your point was Miami to your Texas to person you were yelling at, you said Notre Dame's schedule stunk, and moving the goalpost again.
No, what they said to me is that they did play some other really good teams other than those two losses that they had. And the only other good team that I would consider there would be, I mean, Navy's solid, but they beat them 49-10, so how good is Navy? It would be Southern Cal.
Yeah. No, I hear you on that. I don't really feel sorry for Notre Dame.
I don't
know. I just happen to believe, it's my opinion, that they're one of the top two or three teams in the country and maybe the best. That's what I think.
I could have said that about some other teams, too, that I thought deserved to be in there. But, hey, it is what it is, and now we got four teams left. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I will say, you know, don't lose your two opening games no matter how hard they are and give up whatever it was, 58 points combined. I would say that to Notre Dame. And I do get sick of Notre Dame.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.